This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. As we head back up to Toronto, Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, joins us. Bill, before we get going on everything, what a friggin' atmosphere, man, up in Toronto for those games. Is that different level than just about every other market?
Well, we're in the center of the hockey universe.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Other than the part that the Maple Leafs haven't won the Stanley Cup, but it's like going into Yankee Stadium, Dodger Stadium, that type of scenario. This is the mecca for the universe and up here in Toronto. So you get a team like Florida that's won the Stanley Cup, and the Maple Leafs said it's been a minute for them since they've been able to even get to a Stanley Cup final. But yeah, it's a little bit different up here. It is definitely intense, and it showed last night. Unfortunately, the Panthers came on the short end of the stick last night.
Well, I can't wait to talk about everything, because like most games, when you talk about Panthers, got a lot of different personalities to talk about. So I got a little different take on this Anthony Stolarz, just watching, and again, you know everything about this game. He took a direct shot to the head. I do know about concussions, because we talk way too much about them down here with the other team in town. He took a direct puck. I don't know what the speed was, but he was shaking his head, trying to clear his head. It knocked his helmet, his mask off. Nobody said a word. Nobody even checked on him. He just put it back on. Did you think that was weird, or that's just part of the game to start with?
Well, you don't know what to make of it, but when you see the incident with Bennett, which is not much in my opinion, it's just a little shove through the crease, that's a telltale sign of a concussion. I was kind of going through some stuff and reading some stuff on the internet. There were some doctors that chimed in, and they said anytime that a person gets hit in the head, the first thing that they do is kind of shake their head back and forth a couple of times when they have a concussion, and that's what Stolarz did after that shot. So that led me to believe that there was something wrong with him even before the Bennett contact. If I look at that Bennett play game, that could happen 100 times, and goaltender's probably going to shake that off every time. Maybe it added to what was going on, but I believe, like you, Joe, that shot that he took, that Stolarz took to the head, was what first prompted the initial reaction and pain that he was going to go through.
Very seldom do I watch a game, I said this, and you maybe have seen it a lot, where a goalie does not see it till it hits him in the head. I'll see it bounce off his chest, but you see that a lot? I haven't seen that in a long time, get hit in the head like that.
Not when he sees it clean. Usually it's through traffic or when there's a lot of bodies in front that will kind of pipe off him. Or sometimes it'll go down short side and it's in from close range and someone's trying to elevate the puck around their ear hole, and they'll purposely get their head in the way. But it must have hit him the right spot in the mask, and it was dead on, like center, not on the side. So he was going to absorb most of the blow through the middle of the ice. Does not happen a lot. And kind of surprised Stolarz, as you said, he thought seeing the puck late, and when you do that, you're not braced for that impact into your face. Sometimes you can brace for a hit, you can brace for different things. All of a sudden, it's coming 90, 95 miles an hour, whatever it is, that's coming with some heat and blast you right in that mask, and it's frozen rubber, so it dung them up.
Yeah. Hey, so the other part of it is, because it's Sam Bennett, who gets after it. They're a forearm elbow, and some of the folks up there he needs to be. Well, didn't even get a two-minute. There was no penalty to it at all. So they're going, oh, he's a dirty player. How much are they going to take? And their coach got a little fired up after the game. I don't see anything there for him to get suspended after everything I've seen in the first round. Do you agree?
No, he's not getting suspended, Joe. I doubt he's not getting fined. It's a play that happens. Yeah, Tony just came through the crease, some minor contact. And like I said, up here where we're at in Toronto, it's going to be made a bigger deal of.
Right, of course.
It just gets way overblown. Maybe the Panthers need that after that sluggish start. They need to be the villain. They thrive on it.
So the team's
not liking them. So maybe that plays in their favor as we move forward.
We very seldom see that where the other team just came out right from the start. We see Nylander score like 33 seconds in. They ready to go. How do you read into it that they're able? And by the way, they make the comeback. That's the good news, and actually have a chance, pretty good chance under 2 minutes to tie that sucker up, and could have gone into overtime.
Yeah, could have. You don't want to chase games. It was a sluggish start. They were just kind of, they weren't ready, I guess, to get in and be involved emotionally. As the game went on, you could see the Panthers get back in that third period and start to push the Maple Leafs. Got to start on time. It's tough to chase. We've seen some comebacks, and those game sevens that we saw were historic in the first round, those last two couple of game sevens. But you don't want to chase hockey, and the Panthers aren't built to chase. They want to play with the lead. That leads into their defensive structure, what they're trying to do as far as controlling the other team. So they got into their uncomfort zone, and at least were a little bit more comfortable. You got to be able to start on time next game. You have to be able to play all the game, like you ended up playing the late in the second period into the third period. If you bring that kind of game, then you're going to be a handful for the Leafs.
Hey, help me out. So you know, Joseph Woll now is probably going to start this next game. He's played most of the, he played the most games of any of the goalies in the regular season. Had a rough one. That wasn't exactly what you want, to give up the three goals. Can they play off this a little bit? And what will his confidence be like coming? You know a lot more about him than I do.
Yeah, Joe Woll's a good goaltender. It was right up till about maybe 20 games left that they were kind of teetering back and forth with Stolarz being injured. And when Woll went in the net, he played effectively and played well. They won a lot of games. And it was right at the end they decided Stolarz is going to be the number one heading into the playoffs. But Joe Woll was able to push Stolarz considerably. He's a good young netminder. There's a drop off, but there might not be a ton. He has the ability when he's on his game to be very compatible and very, very capable enough to win games. So from the Toronto side of it, you don't like losing Stolarz, but with Woll in net, I don't think that it's a big, huge blow to them.
Bill, if you're a star up there, one of those star five players, and so it used to be core four, now it's core five they're talking about. The little pressure on those guys, man, I can't imagine, because as you said, hockey is so big in that area. How much do those guys feel that pressure? Are you able to block that out when you put up big numbers in the regular season, all of a sudden you don't get it done in the playoffs?
No, they can't block it out anymore, because if it doesn't happen this year, if somehow we won this round, then – Marner's a free agent at the end of the year. They're going to have to look to break it up, because they haven't gotten over the hump, and they've been together for a long time. And the regular seasons are one thing, but it's all for Marner, Nylander, Tavares, Matthews. For this time of the year, this is when they have to perform. This is when they have to do their best. If they don't, then the noise just gets extremely, extremely. It's already been loud the last 3-4 years. It just gets even louder. And I don't believe there's any way that you may move forward with that same core group and the price tags. As I said, Marner's going to ask around $14-15 million on the open market. How do you give him that kind of money saying, okay, we haven't won? So I believe there's significant changes to the Leafs roster if somehow they get eliminated.
Wow. Okay. Hey, what would you like to see start up for this next game coming up? What's the biggest thing? I know the coach took the hit and said, I didn't have my guys ready to go, but what needs to happen on the ice?
Drink some coffee before the game.
Yeah, you just want to see him a little more jacked up coming out, ready to go. And
let's get some energy. You're now into the series, yeah. You have to find, in a as you move on round by round, you got to find something to grab onto on the other side, some dislike, some distaste for them, kind of built up through game one. They didn't have that early on. And this Panther team without an edge, it's not them. So that edge has to be there. They have to be the bad boys. They have to thrive in that environment. And when it's not and it's passive and you got too much room to move on the other side, there's just too much talent over there. We talked about that car four, but if they have time and space to operate, they're going to hurt you. So get back to your game plan, get back to your structure. You'll be okay at seven games, draw it out, try and get the split and go back home.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, it's funny, just listen to the national guys. I'm always curious when they come in and they talk about how physical the Panthers are, chippy. They'll try to get under your skin and get you out of your game. And if they do that, they're going to beat you. And they can't. They were saying, you know, Toronto can't let that happen. Would you agree with that assessment of that the Tkachuks of the world are going to do whatever and get you a little bit where you're more worried about fighting them and where they are instead of playing?
Yeah, that's part of it. And if we can get there, but it's only a natural response. And if you push Marner and you push Matthews and you get under their skin, a lot of it, everyone thinks it's toughness. Part of it is what we've been able to do is we create frustration from the superstars on the other side because we play so tight. We're in your face. We don't give you your time to do the stuff that you normally like to do. And then all of a sudden, not only are we pushing, but because they're so frustrated in their game and what they're trying to accomplish, they start pushing back, getting after you because they're like, man, why? It's always happening. So that if that goes into it, the chippiness isn't always part of it. It's more part of the defensive scheme that leads to frustration on the superstars on the other side where they start just taking slashes and whacks because they're sick and tired of having people just smelling their breath right. And knowing what they had for pregame.
Right, exactly.
Type of thing. So that's that, and we shut when we won series and went on to win the cup last year, we shut down the superstars. They got their cookies last night. You're going to have to shut the cookie store.
Yeah, shut it down. Hey, this has been great, Bill. Love it. I really appreciate you getting up. What time you get up on the road, by the way? How early you get up in the morning?
Well, I'm always night? Up at 6:30 every day, Joe.
Yeah, I like so that. You're getting to be old school. That's beautiful right there, man. That's comes with age right there, getting up early. Bill, thank you. Appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, Joe. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, former Panthers player, joining us a little bit to talk about, hey, wake up, man. Wake up at the start, not ready to go for the start of the game. Weird one, man. To hear that, right? The way these guys play, to hear that one. They still came all the way back, though. Damn, they almost, man. I get it, though. You don't want to be chasing the whole damn game. I'll tell you what, your South Florida Chevy dealers, they ain't chasing anybody. They're here, baby. They are here with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, and you are in for a great experience with the best products we have ever had, especially in the SUV and truck family. Specifically that Silverado truck, that strong, durable Silverado truck. Yeah, and I'm not going to just talk about Tahoes and Suburban. I do love my 2025 Tahoe. Oh, man, is it nice. But let's talk about midsize. Let's talk about the all-new Equinox, man. What a look. loaded with smart style and practical dependability. And then I got to tell you, I think this one is just going to explode this year. The 2025 Traverse, I think, is one of the best looking SUVs we have. On top of it, spacious and comfortable. You put a bunch of six-footers in a family, everybody's comfortable with plenty of room for your cargo and a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. But now let's get over to the big boys, the Silverado trucks, our cleanup hitters. Yeah. So you're working big loads. You need it. Pulling around a nice big truck on the weekend, or you got to go around with your boat and you got a lot. Hey, man, that truck, you need a truck you can really depend on. We got the choice of four strong options for you, each one delivering commanding power with roll form, high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, hardest-working bed in the business, helps conquer your toughest jobs. 5, 6, 7 days a week. You're working? Silverado's working for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. What are you waiting for? 14 dealerships. You've got one close to you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.